we've had a lot of attention lately to the scientific integrity issue. Back in early March, the president put out his memorandum on how to deal with this issue, which was essentially saying, OSTP, Office of Science and Technology Policy, this is your job. And then towards the end of April, OSTP came out and said, hey, you know, we're going to throw this open and we want comments. And then, lo and behold, a couple of federal agencies have put it out there and said, hey, federal scientists, this matters to you. We want your comments. So it's a beautiful set of circumstances.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound necessarily like a bad thing for everybody to sort of get involved and talk about how to make this work.
It's a good thing, because I think this is what we've tried to do with our work and our surveys of federal scientists, is to get the voice of the federal scientists into the dialogue. And that's what these folks are saying. You know, Jane Lubchenco, the head of NASA, Paul Hertz, the chief scientist at NASA, Jane Lubchenco at NOAA, sorry, and in fact, on top of that, also Lisa Jackson at EPA. I mean, a number of them are saying, we want to hear from you. What you think about this is actually really crucial, important information.
And the issue that sort of garnered a lot of attention around this was global warming, but it's not just the global warming issue, is it?
Oh, no. It's across the board. We've got problems that, you know, we've documented at Interior, at the Department of Energy, all across the various parts of the federal government. So it's much, much bigger than climate science.
So what is the process to then get this accomplished?
Well, there are a couple of ways, but you can go right to OSTP's website and click on the scientific integrity link, which is www.ostp.gov. If you want some inspiration on what to write and how to think about it, you can come to our website, which is ucsusa.org. Click on scientific integrity, and under features, we have our comments up, so you can look and read those and read more about the issue. Also, OSTP has a blog, so you can go into that and comment there.
And it seems like part of the transparency parts that the administration has made and in fact, we're all waiting for their transparency stuff to come out possibly as soon as this week. That is related to this, because if it's all out there, if people are able to publish in sort of a very transparent way, all of a sudden, you know, how the decisions are made become sort of clear.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, we've struggled with the scientific integrity issue for a number of years. And in the end, what really is going to have the biggest impact is transparency, is allowing us to see the science as it proceeds, you know, as it progresses, so that there's no way that it can be changed. You know, allowing us to know about conflicts of interest, allowing scientists to speak out. These are all parts of transparency.
Is there a concern at all about information overload, having so many voices talking about this topic?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, in particular, these scientists from the federal agencies, their voices are the ones who have been working with this, who understand the nature of this scientific information, and in fact, may be amongst the best placed people to talk about, wow, how do we put this transparency thing through a science lens so that it works for us and so that the science continues to work for Americans?
So is there a downside?
I don't think so. I think, you know, I mean, obviously the downside to transparency from the administration's point of view is, you know, it's all out there. Everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody sees it, and they have to really think and be careful. And obviously, if everything's open and you kind of do something silly that isn't necessarily wrong, there's always the risk that somebody's going to know and make a big deal out of it. But I think those risks are small in comparison to what we gain by having the dialogue, having the openness, having everybody know how things are proceeding.
And yet I know there are some scientific communities that have been a little reluctant to do this because it's almost, oh, okay, what if somebody takes or steals my stuff, or even, you know, it's a little bit of the not invented here kind of syndrome that does creep in a little bit, that sort of makes some people sort of say, okay, I don't want everything out there.
Well, I think there are many, many details that have to be sorted out. I mean, we've got to go from a very closed administration to this transparency paradigm. And in that transition, there are a lot of decisions to be made about when do we release data, which data, how, when, and so on. And that's where you get at the issues that you've raised. You're right. Those are very important issues. But in fact, they're not issues that are huge that will stop us. They are simply important things to be considered so that we do this right.
So what are some of sort of give us your guys' view of how this transparency should actually work, because I think we're getting close to where we are starting to put some meat on these bones. Everyone sort of agrees that transparency is a place we want to go. What do we actually do to get to that place? So give us your sense as to what actually should be out there.
Well, I think, you know, one of the important things is going to be to have really great media policies in effect at these agencies. You brought up the climate example. I mean, that's one of the things that really went wrong there, was a government scientist was not allowed to communicate with the press. So I think that's one very specific place where agencies have to come out and say, you know, it's very important for our scientists to have good communications with the media. It's very important for our public affairs officials to really not be gatekeepers, rather to be promoters in that realm. So that's one very specific place. But when you're talking about, you know, which data comes out and which doesn't, those are going to be decisions that are really, I think, best made at the agency level. Now, in a general sense, we have the issues of, you know, security. Obviously, there are some things that we really don't want out there in that way. We have the interest of commercial business information. But I think what's important in both of those situations is to have those be narrowly defined and not an excuse to keep everything back.
Something you said earlier is that that information is going to be out there, and I'm using air quotes for out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it out there to the scientific community at large or the public?
Both, ideally. I mean, I think what we really are looking at, and the goal of all this is to have really, you know, government Wikipedia, in a sense, you know, a place where, with a little more editing and control,
mm-hmm.
but a place where this information that the government has is freely available, easy to find, easy to search for, has quality control and editing. And so that's the general public as well as the scientific community.
And what are we looking for as a timeline for this?
It's going to take time. I mean, you know, people ask me all the time, what am I giving at this administration for a grade? And I say, you know, I'm giving them an incomplete because it's slow. This stuff does not happen overnight. There are many, many, you know, regulations and guidance and all that stuff that has to be written to determine how it's done. But the principles can be put in place very quickly, and the process can begin very quickly. You know, we have a lot of great things already happening in terms of the appointments that have been made. So I think, you know, we're on the way. The details have to be worked out. And, you know, that's what's exciting about these memos and the comment period. And I should say the comment period on the scientific integrity piece ends on Wednesday, the 13th. So this is something that folks need to get on if they want to have their voices heard.